at clarendahealth.com.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 22 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charla Schmidt. How are you, Charla?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Across the county, have you had any assessment from damage from last week's and last weekend storms? I mean, I know that I've seen the stuff from the National Weather Service, but just generally speaking...
I haven't.
Okay.
But I did reach out to Brian Hammond, and he's going to be on the agenda next week because the governor did the proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's certain dates as property owners that if you apply.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, I wanted him to come and go over that. So
it was eventful there for a while, that's for sure.
We are kind of in, we're kind of in a little.
We seem to be right on the path.
Thank you.
Seems
yes,
as though,
I was going to say valley, but it's a path.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Board of Supervisors meeting that was this morning.
Okay.
All supervisors present at the meeting?
Yes. Well, Mark Peterson zoomed in, but he was present.
Okay. All the routine preliminary items were approved.
Yep, that was approved.
Audience comments.
I had Bill Honeyman and Jan Norris, and they addressed under old business regarding the creation of a part-time budget and finance director or
mm-hmm.
clerk.
Okay. Any other comments there from?
No, I tried to get somebody online, but nobody wanted to talk. So.
All right. Then you had the weekly committee and assignment updates. Tell me about that.
Really, the only ones, Mike and Bryant attended MCDC meeting, and then Bryant attended a public health meeting. So,
okay.
Other than Alex and Charlotte and Mark, we didn't have anything special this last week.
All right. Secondary roads update?
I do have it this week.
Okay. From Engineer Karen Albert?
From Karen Albert. Hauled rock in the Stanton areas, mowed shoulders in Elliott area, and cleaned up storm damage. She said really it was just really like trees and stuff that had fallen down, you know, and stuff. So,
okay.
Q Avenue Railroad Bridge, the contractor is removing forms from the now completed South Pier cap, setting up additional larger crane on the north side of the project, and plan to start driving piling in the North Pier mid to late week. L Avenue Railroad Bridge, they are working on forming the South Pier cap and plan to pour it mid to late week. The dirt crew that will haul dirt from Q Avenue to be placed at L Avenue and could potentially haul dirt from the county's quarry, which is a Beeson pit, will hopefully start hauling sometime this week or next week, weather permitting. The trucks used to haul the dirt to the L Avenue Railroad Bridge site, whether from the Q Avenue site or from the county pit, are all contracted out by Corin, the general contractor for the railroad bridge projects, as part of their bid.
Okay. All right.
And that's all I had for that.
Okay. So movement is taking place on that project. A lot of shuffling, it sounds like, there.
Yeah.
Dirt.
Yeah,
and
both
all
bridges. And next time I should have, she had some pictures today.
Okay.
And so... I'll next week, she always brings pictures, so I'll bring some for you.
That'd
next
be awesome.
Week. Yeah,
they're, very good.
Yeah, it's just with this crazy weather, it mm-hmm. just pushes everything back a little bit. So
the Veteran Affairs update. Tell me about
that. Ed came to share that it's been 11 months and he kind of shared his accomplishments because it was July 7th of last year that he took this role.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just kind of shared his accomplishments and he did state publicly that he's only going to stay till July of 2027, and then he's going to retire. And
okay.
So he kind of talked to us a little bit about, you know, trying to find somebody so that there's consistency. And
mm-hmm.
and so anyway, yeah.
Okay.
But he's doing a great job.
All right. New business, approve Red Oak Country Club Class F retail alcohol license approved.
That was approved unanimously.
Then the post-election audit certification report for the 2026 primary election. Any discussion or action there?
Well, yes, we had just so everybody knows, post-election audit that the state picked on the Precinct 3 at Elliott. No, that's not Precinct 3. I'm sorry. Anyway, the precinct in Elliott.
Okay.
Anyway, and so that was done on Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. There were 109 ballots. So then after she reported that, then they we had to make a motion to receive that post-election audit. And mm-hmm. so that was approved unanimously.
Okay. Under old business, the auditor to present. Now, this was...
This took quite a bit of time today.
This was on the agenda last week. Moved to old business this week. Auditor to present information and data for the creation of a part-time budget finance director position.
No, you're for the fiscal year audit. You forgot that. 10C. Okay. We got to go to that first.
Okay. Well, let's go to that.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. So basically, this week we received the audit. And so Jill went through the audit and basically went through all the findings from nothing great outstanding and then things for the audit, for the treasurer, for public health, things that the auditor wants to see improved, taken care of. And so that was reviewed.
Anything surprising on the audit?
No, nothing was surprising, but, you know, and then Jackie got to share a little bit, you know, on her side as a treasurer, and nothing surprising. And so there are things that we kind of need to work on. You know, you always need to improve your process in your work environment, and that's, they're going to do it, and things are getting in place, and so that will be taken care of. So,
okay.
So, so we basically on that received, we had to do a motion on that. We received the fiscal year 25 audit. And so that was approved unanimously.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, old business.
Okay, sorry.
Last week, auditor to present information and data for the creation of a part-time budget finance director position up to 30 hours per week.
Yes. And so there was this was a very long discussion.
Yes.
A lot of discussion on this, and
contentious at times.
There was contention at times. Yes.
Yeah.
Jill did put together some good information here for us. Employee hours that we spend in overtime, and then you know, like the overtime. She doesn't get overtime, mm-hmm. you know, as an elected official. So the hours that she puts in, and also. That kind of relates back to things that the auditor needs done, things that have to be done for the county and reports and stuff like that, not just for the auditor, but also for the treasurer. And so anyway, she put together a categorized summary here that shows things that are statutory under Iowa code, things that are not that they do. So anyway, it was a very good discussion. A lot of good. I thought it was good because we kind of laid everything out on the table,
mm-hmm.
and every board member had an opportunity to speak. And so I thought it was very good. It was a very good. So what we decided is there's some things, some other counties that a couple of us supervisors are going to contact. We want to find out from them. That they have these positions and what that position does, what they pay them, you know, how does the process work with mm-hmm. that? And so that we have some more information to come back with. We decided to wait 2 weeks because Mark Peterson can't physically be there right now,
mm-hmm.
but he will be there in 2 weeks. And so the board said, you know, that's what we'll do. We'll wait, and then we'll take it up in 2 weeks.
So there was no action taken.
No action taken. A lot of good discussion.
So I do have a question, though.
Okay.
Resolution 26-27 is to create a part-time budget finance human resource director position. Item number two, resolution 26-28 is to create a part-time budget finance and human resource clerk position. Are we creating two positions?
No. The county, she had talked with the county attorney, and he suggested that we have two resolutions. Because if you can't find, what person are you going to find for this position? Are you going to find one that could actually be a director? You have to have certain credentials, you know, in order to actually be a director, as opposed to being a clerk. So his suggestion was to just have the two resolutions and the person, if you put the job ad out there, the person that you receive and interview, which one would they fit into?
Yeah.
Would they be a resource clerk position or would they be a director position?
Is there a difference in pay between those two?
Or have you got to pay? There would definitely be.
Have you talked about how much the pay rate would be for either of these at this point?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, not really. We haven't talked about it because there's some things that we were still, some things that we were still looking. You know, okay, say a clerk to a mid-level duties, average base pay, and this is like in Iowa, mm-hmm. in counties,
sure.
would be $22 an hour. And then if you're at a higher level, it would be like $45 an hour. So
up to 30 hours.
Right, exactly. But, none of that, we haven't gotten, that's down to the nitty-gritty, and we haven't gotten down to that yet, so.
So this is going to come back on the agenda in 2 weeks from now?
In 2 weeks, correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, yeah.
Have we ever had this position before? Is this a completely new position?
This would be a new position, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what have we done in the past?
Everybody just works overtime, and your people just work hours and work overtime hours. Okay. So you're paying people overtime.
Sure.
And then you get an audit. Not everything is, all the T's aren't crossed, the I's aren't dotted. And our per the audit, our county is doing great. We don't really have any issues. These are just little things that, don't get done because mm-hmm. you're doing all these other things. And so it just, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do in the county.
Yeah.
So our
budget was just certified or accepted not too long ago.
Right, exactly.
We just finished that. Is there room in the budget for this position?
Well, they think so. They believe so. They presented, yes. Actually, the interest on our investments, our actual right now, is like $468,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talked about taking that money, that the investments, and we would use from that and put it into the general fund, and that's how we would pay the person.
All right.
It wouldn't be actually raising the taxes. We don't want to raise the taxes. We all of us on the board are property owners. We all pay property taxes.
Sure.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's very good questions. Yeah.
No, but
you can ask me in 2 weeks too again. You can ask me next week if you want. Yeah.
No action was taken.
No action was taken. Nope. Lot of good solid discussion, I'll have to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that's next week? What's going on next week?
We have claims. We have I've asked invited Brian Hammond to come and talk about the proclamation from the governor, mm-hmm. and the storm damage and things like that, and he will do that. And then they want to talk about HR services, actually.
Okay.
The sheriff had sent us an email, and they want to discuss some HR services that we – so.
Okay.
So right now that's the only three things, but by Friday we could have more than that.
Okay.
So.
Charlotte Schmidt, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Anything else we need to touch on?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I think we got everything today.
Very good. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, yes, there was one thing. This form that they put together, duties, categorized summary of duties in the auditor, that the auditor put this together, will be on the website too. So anybody that wants to take a look at that can see that. So that, you kind of have an idea of what they're looking at.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Enjoy the sunshine.
I will.
Charlotte Schmidt, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, with me.
McIntyre Real Estate in Shenandoah would love to show you 206 North.